and when the propaganda propagates to match the fragments, divide and conquer tactics have a multiplier effect. As we tend to stay within our castes, even as we challenge our containment. So, for instance, asking Tolstoy's question of all crafted productions, who is it for? We have one reply when the production is Steele or Ignatieff, another when we consider an academic treatise, as we will, I think, next week. And another again, when the media says, steer clear of the Occupy encampments. And still another when it begins national conversations. But the point of all the propaganda is to maintain control of the discussions, to keep us from embracing global goals, scope, and action, i.e. to keep us from unifying across the false divisions, from becoming global actors, free to tackle the overall conditions. The point of all powers propaganda, then, is to keep us from taking that big perspective, and it does this by means of atomization and by claiming our attention, getting us to engage with it. And so even if we challenge its divide and conquer embedded message, even if we recognize power's hidden hand in it, we're still giving it our attention, and so being fragmented, perhaps most importantly within ourselves, and diverted from taking responsibility for the all of it, diverted from the long view and from getting big, and from then doing what power has done ever since they were conscious tribesmen, which is to make our every move be about realizing our vision of a free global humanity. But the point of the propaganda more specifically, the point of the divide and conquer strategy, the point of conditioning us to view classification unquestioningly, is to get us to accept, locally but especially now globally, a permanently degraded class, quote unquote, whose condition is made to seem to everyone else and to them as just, given their manufactured disposition. And Keith Lowe talks about this in his section on moral destruction, which we'll hopefully get to today. A degraded caste, slaves. How else can a system of class function? But what's key in our existing terms of instantaneous global communication is that it must seem legitimate or natural, as with so-called natural disasters, like the drought and famine and desperate need that power is manufacturing under the cover of global warming for our brothers and sisters in Central and South America, in Asia, and in Africa.